Okay, Kevin. Okay. It's Nadine. Okay, so yeah. Kevin, going back to the address where we're going to verify, when we're verifying the business, okay, Google wants the address that's registered with your business, right? Now, sometimes, right. I'll tell you right now, it cannot be a P.O. box. Okay, it's typically like a home address is where you verify your business, right? Or sometimes you might have a shop, but it's not a shop that people go and purchase products from, right? Okay.
Exactly.
So this address that you're giving me, okay, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with the verification. I'm going to also send you a list, Kevin, that Google requires us to gather pictures from you, because this is going to help us verify you faster through Google. Basically, they're just requiring these photos, okay, not to get off subject, but it's just to confirm, yes, you're a legitimate company. Not saying that you're not. They're doing it with everybody because they're weeding out the illegitimate from the legitimate companies like yourself, right?
Okay, now, can I ask you a question on that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. My passport shows this address. My driver's license shows this address. All kinds of documents show this address. It's technically, it's not considered a P.O. box, but it is a P.O. box location. But it's one
okay,
of those
we cannot use that address.
That are,
we cannot.
Pardon me?
We will not be able to use that address.
Even though all other documents and driver's licenses and passports
yep.
and stuff like that are allowed to use that.
Yep, and I'll tell you why we cannot use, I'll tell you why.
Even my FAA, you know,
it
FAA
doesn't matter.
Government.
Google will not verify any business that is using a P.O. box, even a virtual box, because other businesses would be verifying there. And that means all of you guys would be using the same address, would suspend your account. That's why they say no P.O. boxes. Even though your passport and everything else can be at that address, but Google will not. They say no P.O. boxes.
Okay, even though it's considered a residential address according to its location, I never have anything pop up going, we can't send to P.O. box, you know, when you're doing Amazon or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Because that's
know.
Amazon, and that's something we're talking about, Google. Google has their own rules implemented. They will not do P.O. boxes.
And then, like I said, my driver's license accepts that as a residential address. My pilot's license does that. All kinds of government things accepts that as a legit location address.
And they, I'm sure they all do, but Google refuses. Google is
okay.
Google. They say no. They won't use it.
Okay.
Okay. Give me an example. What's the address? And I'll even look it up on Google right now. What's that address?
Yeah. 1220 Johnson Drive, number 77.
Mm-hmm.
Ventura, California. 93003. And again, it's crucial that this address not be located any place easy. I got no enemies. It's more about privacy and preventing the possibility of any issues.
1220 Johnson Drive.
1220 Johnson Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Number 77, Ventura, California, 93001.
Is this a mobile home?
Oh, excuse me, 93003. It's a manufactured home.
Oh, then it's fine. As long as it's a manufactured home, that's okay. If it was an actual P.O. box facility, then no. We can use this address.
This
do you want to use this one instead?
This is a gated community that my wife
wants
to move to because it's a senior thing. And it's
totally
like,
understand.
Hey,
honey, no, that's okay.
That, you know?
Do you want to use this address? Kevin, do you want to
only
be verified at
not,
this address?
Yeah, let's use that
okay.
one as long
let's do
as
this.
It can't be, it, there's no way that it could be identified through
It
the
won't
internet.
Show anywhere. I mean, I promise you, it's not
okay.
because it's considered your home office. No
to
one
start
comes
the
to
divorce.
You.
Start
yeah.
the divorce now if it's going
No, no,
to.
No, no, no. Okay, so I'm going to update it, okay? That this
okay.
is the address that you're going to utilize for the business. Okay, so give me
okay.
one quick second. Okay, so that way I can just update it in the system. Okay, so I'm glad that we clarified that. All right. So now the zip code, remember the zip, the red dot's going to be associated with the 93003. Okay, FYI. All righty.
Okay, that's, again, the issue. Is it going to show that exact location?
It's not going to show the physical address.
But it shows on a map.
But it's still not going to show the physical address. It's not going to show it, I promise you. Google doesn't want people knowing where you live at.
Well,
we have
when the red little bubble is there, what do you guys call that thing? This
it's
what's
just the called
official
the red
name?
Dot. It's the red dot.
The red dot. Okay, the red dot that looks like a teardrop. Okay.
Yeah.
So the red dot usually is right at the location that it's supposed to supposedly be represented. So that would show the location of where the business is coming out of, in theory. We don't operate it out of there, but that would be the only other address that I'd be giving you, other than an empty, you know, or just our storage facility that we basically operate out of.
Again, if you want the 5 to 10 miles, to be coming from the 93003, then you're going to need to use this address. As I mentioned, the address would be hidden. Even if the red dot shows there, they are not going to be able to get directions to your location and get the physical address. It's just not going to happen. Google gives us guidelines that addresses are supposed to be hidden if you are not an actual storefront. Okay? You don't sell products. Your address is not going to show on Google.
Yeah,
so
there are legit security reasons why we don't want people to know our location, because one, they don't need to come here for any reason, and two, guess what? People try to steal our money once the insurance sends it, and I have to lean people.
No.
Okay.
Well, and this is why
people that want to threaten my life because they're stealing my money, and I'm coming after them legally. I know where they live, but I'm not planning to hurt them. But when I lien somebody's property, you got people that want to kill me. I said, come on, show up in front of me and try to kill me. And
hey, Kevin, we're getting off a subject. We're getting off a subject, Kevin.
Well, no, for me, it is a subject matter. It's
well,
about
okay,
security.
Okay, again, but what, okay. When
if
the
that
address
dot shows up right above our house, they're going to be able to see the cross street.
I can ask them. Listen, I can ask them to completely have the red dot not even show.
I would prefer that because it does
okay.
me no good. And if
that's all I need to know. That's
yes.
all I need to know, Kevin. I mean, you're. I understand your concerns with security. I have addressed every single question, and then we get back to this now. So I just need to know because Google wants an address to verify you. That address
oh, the
won't
address,
show
the
and
address,
not even the red dot.
The address
dot.
Is fine. Like I said, I just don't want it out there.
Nope.
You know,
I'm going to ask them, not even the red dot. Not even the red dot is going
to
show.
Not even the red dot. Because one,
nope.
it's security, and two, people don't need to know where we are or aren't coming from. So, again, the red dot to me would just create either less business or a security issue based on my experiences previously.
Okay. That is completely fair. So I will also notate that the red dot not show.
Okay. That brings
do you still want to proceed with this? Do you still want to proceed with this address?
Oh, yeah. As long as I can
okay.
address that issue, then I'm cool with that. you know, I just don't want anybody to know where we're maybe at. And again, oh, they're there. Well, I'm going to call somebody closer, that kind of thing. So my location shouldn't matter to anybody. Just everything I do and the fact that I'll answer the phone. That's all I want people to do is where, you know, the guy's dad looks like it's something that I would need. And long story short, I'm going to call him, and that's all I'm expecting from people. They pick my ad. When they call, I answer the phone. They don't need to know where I'm coming from, where I live, or anything else.
Okay.
Other than that, I definitely want to proceed.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
The public gets really nasty out there when they owe you money and they don't want to give it to you after you've literally cleaned up SHIT in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't even know you. I show up, I clean up SHIT for you in your home, and now you want to keep my money? We got a problem.
We're getting off subject. Listen, Kevin, trust me. I know exactly what you're talking about. I get the security purposes. I completely understand. We would never want to put you in harm's way or even jeopardize your safety. Okay. But just to confirm, okay, this is a recorded call. So it's for your protection that you want the address associated with the 1220 Johnson Drive, Space 77, Ventura, California, 93003, and that address and red dot will not appear on your Google business profile. Is that correct?
That's correct. Do you see any negatives, perceived negatives with the red dot not appearing?
I don't. I am doing this based off of what you are requesting, and I'm repeating
in
this call.
No, I understand that.
I'm just saying, it doesn't make a difference, to be quite honest with you, whether you have the red dot or not. I'm doing it.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying it like this is because this is a recorded call. So this way, it is recorded that this is what you want.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I'm just asking.
I just
want to
make sure I'm covering my bases as well as yours. Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't
and
make a difference
question,
whether the red dot's there or not. I just need to verify with you. Okay.
All right. That's all I wanted to know. Does it affect
the
effectiveness if the red dot's not there?
No.
That's all.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Now,
complicate things. I've just been through this.
It's okay.
I
understand. I'm not your enemy.
Right.
I'm your friend. Okay?
Right. It's the same thing, maybe.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin, I know you mentioned, I believe you mentioned that the business name was on the card that you're going to put on file, or is it just your name?
No, it's both.
Okay.
It's a business card.
How does the business name read on there, Kevin?
Property damage, restoration, and then I think they just put SERV.
SERV? Okay.
Okay.
You got it. No worries.
Actually, on the card, it's KM Benson, Kevin M. Benson, and it just says property damage. They didn't have enough room, I guess, to put everything in. It says R-E-S-T-O-R-A-T, Restorat.
I figured it wouldn't fit all of it, but I was going to let you verify it anyways.
I never realized. I knew that the whole thing was
that
is
there, so funny.
I never realized that it said Restorat.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I thought it stopped at SDRV.
Good thing you checked. And is this
then maybe I should try a company, Restorat, you know?
Right?
we'll be there and you won't even know it.
Now, is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I'm cracking up that I've never even noticed that. Jeez,
that's funny.
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. What is the card number, Kevin?
Okay. 5-5. I find that so ironically humorous.
Right?
Five.
You thought it fit the whole thing. That's hilarious.
Oh, man. Jeez. I've owned, operated, like 7 different companies in the 46 years. And we've had to create names. And of course, I've been in this company for 27, but I'm looking at that. And, you know, we've had some interesting concepts that we thought about, but I look at that right now. I literally just realized it with you at the same moment. I was going, of all the names, I'm really surprised we didn't even consider.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Kevin.
So, I'm ready.
So
what was the last question? Oh, so the card number,
card number, yeah, because we got, like, I literally have to get this done in the next 15 minutes because your client interview, they got to prepare for that. And that's at 3.
All right, Roger.
Okay.
5571.
Uh-huh.
3244.
Uh-huh.
9981.
Okay.
6389. By the way, I speak differently on an incoming definite customer business call than I do when I'm BSing, doing these kinds of calls.
That's okay. No worries. I understand, but I just want to make sure that I have everything done in time for your client interview or else they're going to be like, where's the notes? What's going on? Okay. Because they got to prepare as well. Expiration month and year?
Let's see. It's 0729.
And the CVV code on the back?
350.
Okay. Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording. As I am walking you through it, Kevin, please, if there's anything that you don't understand, I do want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So that I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I need to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Okay. Now, right now, I'm going to send you the number to our customer service department. I'm texting it to you. You're going to also already include in that your login credentials for your reporting system to track your results with us. I will ask you to save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash so that way you never lose our phone number. Okay? Now,
wait, can I ask you something? I just got a text that just came in from you guys.
Yep. I just sent you a text.
Oh, that
were
was
you
yours?
Not, were you
Aubrey's
not paying attention
name?
To me?
Yeah, but Aubrey's name, Aubrey's name popped up. And,
yeah, that's
I was
because
ask
Aubrey,
you about that.
Yeah, that's because Aubrey had originally spoken with you.
Okay.
So that's why.
Okay, got it. Got
okay.
It. Am
now,
I supposed to look at that text?
Well, what I want you to do is on that text, it gives you our 877 number. So whenever you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern, you will always contact our customer service department number. And that's why I want you to save the 877 number in your contacts. Okay? Now, I need to put a security question on your account with us. You can choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go with the dog name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
The one I'll use is, we'll call it Lady.
Lady. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the voice verification recording, okay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Property Damage Restoration Services, plural, S at the end.
Please, thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Kevin Benson, owner operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved, Kevin, in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Now, I want you to be aware that someone might call you that's trying to sell you other type of online products. They're not associated with us. We're not going to ask you to pay more than $199 a month. I want
you
to get into the habit. Yes, sir.
Maybe you were about to say it with get into the habit. How do I verify? Because I would ask verification questions.
That's what I was just going to say.
If it's not Nadine and it doesn't pop up with the number that I associate you guys with, that would be my question. How do I know it's not somebody else saying that?
Because every time when we're calling, you're going to ask, what is my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. That's why we put the security question.
Okay.
So get into the habit of always asking that.
Got a question. Is there any way they could figure that out?
No.
You guys getting hacked in some kind of way.
Nope. Not because of the security measures that we take.
Would there be a second level thing that I can do or ask them in case for some reason it seemed like they got it right or they did get it right, but I
what you can do is this, you could disconnect the call and you can call us directly and say, hey, somebody, I have someone call that said that they were you guys. Were you guys reaching out to me? And we'll tell you, yes, we were or no, we weren't.
Good point, Nadine. Good for you.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Please explain what you mean by that.
So what I'm saying here is I'm not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What I'm saying is that before you do, we just want you to give us a call to make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That is what that means.
Okay, so if I had another service that was kind of doing things differently, which I was considering, they would be doing things actually, it would probably have nothing to do with my website. They have websites. They receive calls, and then I would potentially be getting the call through them. That would be considered different, or that would be considered different.
You would just say, hey, I'm going to sign up with this company. They're going to put me on their website to bring me some leads. We would tell you, that's fine. It doesn't interfere with what we're doing. Go for it. But if you said, hey, okay, I'm signing up with a company, They're gonna manage my Google business profile, we would tell you why. We're already handling that.
Okay, do you know anything about this organization called 33 Miles?
No, I don't. I've never heard of them.
Okay,
I'm not familiar
with them. Well known, not that it, you know, matters because I'm not using them yet, but I think they're job providers within a 33-mile radius. I don't think they do anything with your internet.
What they do doesn't interfere with us at all. I'm looking at it. They sell you leads. It doesn't interfere with what we're doing at all.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Now, Again, and hiring Local Splash as their certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, it doesn't seem like it'd be an issue to. Yeah.
All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, okay, will be charged today's date, which is October 16th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $199. Kevin, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means is that on November 16th, 2024, you will be charged the discounted rate of $199. This will be your second month, okay, on November 16th. Now, once that term is completed, then your agreement will automatically renew each month, okay, on the 16th day in the discounted amount of $199. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. Okay? So you call 3 business days before the 16th if you need to pause it or cancel it.
Okay, so Local Leads, 3 days, 72 hours before a payment draw, which would be the 16th,
yes,
call you with a 3-day lead. If it's less than,
yes,
it's going to go through. If it's before then obviously
I would,
it wouldn't be.
We just say to play it safe, because like let's say it's a Monday, right? The 16th. If you don't at least call us on Friday, chances are it's going to charge. Okay.
Right.
So that's what we say. Give us at least 3 business days to call. Okay. Whether you're going to cancel it or pause it. All right.
I put 3 days because it is, but I also put parentheses 5 to 7 to consider, hey.
You're like me. It makes it easier for me too when I do that. Yeah. No, I get it. I do it because you know what? Even on my subscriptions with Amazon, I'm like, I don't want to get charged for that channel. Now, understand?
I look forward to keep paying you money and maybe even spending more money again.
Well, I look forward
to
you
work.
Being super successful and sticking it out with us for a while. We want to keep you as a longtime client. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm updating the package. I'm going to process the payment. Now, a couple of notes that I need to go over, and we literally got to get this done within the next, 7 minutes. I basically have to have this done by 2:45, and right now we're 2:32, okay? So when it comes to your services, I know the obvious is water damage restoration. What else do you want me to notate on here so that my technician knows where to start from? If I'm looking at that website that you had, let me go here. Where'd it go? Okay. Let me tell you what I see.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I see water damage restoration. I see sewer backup, cleanup, disinfection, mildew, and mold remediation. Crawl space cleanup is what I see.
Yeah, basically any water damage current, any sewage damage current, or any mold, you know, existing issue, because I don't mind taking, if I was paying for the lead other than, you know, the monthly service, mold is something I don't want to pay for, because I get calls literally in the middle of the night, you know, and then you're explaining people. Man, look, I don't mind that because we're 24/7, but you can't believe how many mold calls I get that I have to just tell people. It's called mildew, Mrs. Jones, and on aisle number 13, there's all kinds of products that you can just buy and clean your own bathroom.
So no mold or mildew remediation. You want me to remove that part?
No. Keep No, keep okay. that on there because I'm not paying you for the call.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for
se.
The lead. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Now I'm putting on here in caps, no on Facebook. Website, you have a business logo already, correct?
Correct. You see it.
Okay. That's what I figured. I'm putting that you have photos, have business logo.
Everything on that website is usable, and there's really not much that I would have to do to give you pictures or statements that would be different. It would be take all that and modernize it the way they think makes sense. But there's what you need. You got toilets
yeah.
that look bad. You got sinks that look dirty. You got water that we're
right.
sucking up. You see equipment. You see our van. You see our logo.
Yes, sir.
Yada, yada, yada. You
do
know,
you prefer, when we communicate with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
A call or text is fine because I'll definitely look at the text and decide, do I got to call now?
Okay.
Or
yeah.
the phone call, of course, I'll just answer it and it will determine, hey, you know, I'm just using a name in case it wasn't you. Hey,
yeah.
Nadine, at the moment I'm on a site, can I call you back? Okay, you know, that would be the worst case scenario if I couldn't talk for a little while if you guys were calling me.
Yeah. Okay.
So call or text, because email, I don't check, is constant. You know, text I'm going to know immediately. A call I'm going to know immediately. An email I may not know for all day or sometimes the next day. It just depends.
Okay. All right. And then you're 24 hours?
You play piano because you're good on that keyboard.
Man, because I try to get my notes done. So I'm like multitasking. and then my nails don't help either.
Oh, boy, there you go. Don't really know.
Oh, no, are you kidding me? My husband would have a heart attack if he knew what I paid for.
I was going to say, I paid for plenty of nice nail work, so I like to see those kept nice, okay?
He says, you got to scratch my back now. Okay,
yeah,
and you're 24 hours, right? 24-7?
Yeah.
Okay.
24-7.
Okay,
holidays
perfect.
Also.
Aw. And then what are the forms of payments that you typically accept?
Any legal tender, you know,
we like cash.
So cash, you know, check, credit cards, insurance.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this makes sense, but I'm willing to put it in because I know it's going to be common.
Uh huh.
Even crypto.
Okay.
Believe it
All
or
right.
not, my two banks sell crypto. Everybody's into crypto. People don't understand how big crypto really is.
I
and
know,
so
isn't that crazy?
Wants to pay me, you know, it's like JP Morgan, Citibank, these people
uh-huh.
own billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin. You look
yeah.
it up, it's staggering. It's like,
I
wow,
know.
This is legit, okay?
Are
ETF,
you
everything.
And
yeah.
I know that this is a silly question to ask, right? But I just ask out of yeah. habit. Are you licensed and insured in
yes.
the process? Okay.
Yes.
I figured that, but I still got to ask.
No,
okay.
absolutely.
Okay. Now, the last two
so
things.
So I guess you could put all forms of payment, you know, I mean, rather than
now?
Listing them. All forms of payment.
Okay.
Accepted. Or I mean... Or should we be more, I don't want someone to go, hey, look, I got two horses and a goat.
Yeah,
you
no,
know?
No. I think it's good keeping it as cash, check, credit cards, insurance, and crypto. Okay. We'll keep
okay,
it as that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
is that place big someplace? Because that's kind of like a second thought or third thought. Most people know you're going to accept most kinds of payment. I'm just adding crypto just for, you know what? I don't mind being one of the first guys saying it because I was
right.
the first guy saying water damage in my area.
That's
I was the
true.
First guy, you know, doing all kinds of things in my area. Again,
yeah.
46 years, you wind up being the first guy doing a lot of things, and you didn't even realize what it was going to be eventually. Now that crypto's being sold by every big bank and every stockholder that there is, why not accept crypto if someone wants to pay
crypto?
Yeah,
that's true.
I own crypto, so why not? You know? So.
All right, last two things, and then we're done, and then they're going to be calling you shortly for your client interview. So I need you to look at your text messages, or you're going to look at your emails because I sent it to both. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice, and it'll say, welcome, Kevin M. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Or there'll be one that'll say action photos needed, whichever one you find first.
Okay, well, I see them both.
Okay.
I actually see three.
Okay, open up the first one. Do you see the
invoice? Welcome.
Invoice.
Action.
Open up the invoice.
Invoice.
We'll do that
okay.
one first. Okay.
All right.
Now, the invoice goes on to say, Kevin M., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it goes on to say, based upon the terms, to remember that this is a recurring charge. And then two sentences down, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Hey, can I ask you a question again?
Yes.
Where it says invoice two, does it have to be exactly like my card, or could it really be the name of my company?
It has to be
kinda
like...
It's kind of weird looking at property damage resto wrap on my
invoice. It has to be like what... I know, hon. It's got to be like the way it is on your card. That's why.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I know.
My wife will probably look at this and go, what's resto wrap?
She's like, what in the world?
Yeah, we just figured that out too, honey.
Yeah, it's just got to be how it is on your card. So
okay.
When you click on where it says
please
click here.
It's not
going to
be listed as that, right? I mean,
no way.
No.
This is your receipt. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to click on where it says click here. It takes you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Okay. Just hit it. Google's
yes.
opening. Okay, I see it.
Okay. I need you to scroll towards the bottom and find where it says mobile phone and make sure it's your 805 number in there.
Well, it's actually in the very middle without any scrolling at all. It says mobile phone. I see my number.
Yes.
Then, right under it, there's two check boxes.
Yes.
I agree. I
so
certify.
You're going to check both boxes because the first one is saying that you agree to receive text messages from us. The other box, you're going to click in it to put the check, and it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, and that your information is complete and accurate.
Okay, did that.
Now at the bottom, Kevin, where it says sign, you're going to type your name how it reads there. Kevin, and then a space, M, no period, space, and then Benson.
Okay, roger that, done.
And then click on confirm signature. Now, it should have taken you to a page that's telling you to put the username and password.
You want to hear my fun thing about this super quick? I'm going, all right, here's another thing I got to write a password down.
No, because let me tell you why. Okay.
I joke. I said I'm going to need an app to go to the bathroom one day very soon.
Oh, my gosh, you're so funny.
I got so many apps, so many passwords. Everything I do needs an app and a password. Like,
I get it.
Is it going to be the bathroom?
All right. So let me tell you, because I did text you this when I texted you our 877 number. Your username is always going to be your phone number, your 805 phone number. Okay. The password is the success. One word, all lowercase.
Okay. Okay, so let me write this down right then. All lowercase, T-H-E, success.
Yes, all is one word, though. So it's together
yes,
like
no
one
spaces.
Word. Yeah,
no spaces.
No spaces.
The
correct.
The success, just
yes.
straight.
Yes,
so
sir.
Should I put that in right now?
Yeah, you could try it right now. Go ahead. We got a couple minutes before
username,
I got to.
Since it's a phone number, do I enter 1 or just 805?
Just 805. Just 805. Your phone number, 805.
805, and then could I put the dashes in or don't put
no,
any dashes
No, no dashes.
In?
Just only numbers. 805-750-3902.
Okay, just did that. Okay.
And then put password is the success. Yes.
Nice positive thought process there. SUCCESS. Okay, the success.
Yes.
Remember me, log in.
Yes.
Okay.
And it should tell you that they're currently working on it.
Okay, we're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 days.
Yep. Okay, perfect. So you're able to log into that. That's it.
Should I add photos or you just want to, the photos that you guys have?
The technician's going to go over all of that with you. Now, the last thing that I need you to find, and then we're done because I'm submitting all my notes right now because we're going to be calling you shortly. So I need you to find the one that says action photos needed to get Google verified.
Okay, well, it's not scrolling at all. It's just stuck on this. Unless I drop this, would you like to have a chat? Let me see if that eliminates it.
No, you want to just get out of that, exit out of it. I need you to go back to your text messages or your emails.
Okay. Should I leave this page open and
yes,
go back?
Yes, or you could get whichever you prefer, hon. I need you to find that other one.
Okay, I'm back to local splash on my email.
Okay,
invoice.
Do you find the one that says action photos needed, that email?
Oh, okay. All right. Action photos needed. Let's see. That
to get Google verified?
Third one. Okay, I got that. All right.
Okay. Now, this one basically gives you a list, Kevin, of pictures that we need. You're either going to email them to us or you're going to upload them on your dashboard, okay, your client reporting system. Now, what we need are the following pictures. You send us what you can and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. You're going to send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work van or your truck, whatever you use with the license plate showing. These are just for us. These photos will not post anywhere online, okay? We just need these to get you verified, but they will not show up anywhere online. Business license and business insurance. If you have business cards that you hand out, send us a photo of that. Whatever on that list that you do have, send us those pictures. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we're going to be calling you today between 3 and 4 o'clock, which is in the next, like, 13 minutes. Okay?
What's tools and or equipment? I mean, what do you mean? Pictures, I got them on my website. It shows the dehumidifier, air blowers, stuff like
right.
that. What do you mean? All my tools? I got all
Not,
kinds of tools. What exactly are we
okay.
talking about?
Before you get overwhelmed, okay, let me explain. Send us, I would say, like your major ones that you use, right? Just send us pictures of those. We're not asking you to send every single photo of every single item that you have of tools, right? So, like, send us a picture of equipment that you use, right? You know how you have some on your website? Copy them,
yeah.
Email them to us. Because they got to come from you. Do you see what I'm saying? We can't just go in there and say, oh, well, here's his work tools. We need them to come from you because Google's requiring them from us.
Are
so that's all you're going to do.
Pictures?
We're not going to put the photos that you're sending us right now for the verification will not show on Google. Whatever other photos, like if you said, hey, this equipment, I want you to post that also, then you let us know. But right now, we're focusing right now, I'm talking about just the verification pictures. We need those pictures for the verification. The technician's going to let you know this is where you're going to send the photos of the pictures that you want us to post on the website that we're going to build, post on your Google business profile. It's going to be something separate. I'm just talking about right now for the verification. I'm discussing that email with you. The technician is going to go over all the other stuff of where they want you to send the other items, okay, that we're going to be posting on your profile. Make sense?
Some of this does and some of this doesn't.
Okay.
Because you have
what
to
doesn't
know
make
how
sense?
Our business, like the invoice. Okay, we have a work order page,
okay,
but the invoice has to go into a computer per the
That's
insurance
okay.
industry.
Then don't even
okay.
worry about the invoice. Don't worry about the invoice. Don't even
okay.
worry about that. I'm going to tell you what are the major ones that I prefer for you to send for the verification.
Yeah, you don't need a picture of the workplace. You don't need a picture of the invoice or
we really,
you need to know.
I'm going to tell you what's more needed. Your business license, your business insurance, work tools, work equipment, and your work vehicle. Send us that. Don't worry about the other stuff. If you have it, great. If you don't worry about it. Mainly, as long as you send us those other ones, that's primarily what they really want. Some businesses are in the process of getting their license and insurance. They don't even have it yet. So that's why they send the other items. That's why I said, send us what you can, and what you don't have, don't worry about it. Make sense?
Okay.
Yes.
Don't even worry about the invoice. Yeah, I mean, because that's something that has to be generated job.
That's
yeah,
why I said,
yeah.
don't even worry about it. Okay.
And now the workplace, obviously I don't want a picture of that. That's not necessary.
No.
Okay.
Don't worry about
business license, I get. Okay.
Yeah.
Insurance, I get. Why do they need a license plate?
Because here's what happens. Someone could easily go to a car dealership and take a picture of a vehicle and say, oh, this is my work truck. Okay. But it's not. What you're showing them is, I have a work vehicle. I am a legitimate company. Here's my business license. Here's my business insurance. Your license plate doesn't have to be clearly shown. Take it far away if you have to. But you're showing them you have a vehicle. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you're not,
what do they expect me to get around it? That is, really want a picture of our van? It's right there on the website.
Okay.
What, am I carrying this stuff on my back?
Well, no one's saying that.
Yeah.
Look it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They're not my rules. I'm just telling you what Google requires. If you don't want to send a picture of your vehicle, then don't send it.
Oh no, I don't have a picture. I don't have a problem with that. It seems like Google knows more about me than I know about me. So I'm really kind of surprised that,
well,
you know, and
do
again,
you know, do you know how many businesses have gotten on Google and aren't even a legitimate business, and they take work away from companies like yourself that are? Do you know how many are out there?
No, I have no idea. I just know how illegitimate I believe Google is. Okay. But unfortunately we're stuck with it. Like if you had to breathe air, but it's all smog, guess what? That's the only air you got. So you better breathe it. To me, Google's smog. Okay. Cause I've been watching these guys lie for 20 something years. Okay. It's staggering. You know what their slogan used to be up until about 2-3 years ago? Hello?
I'm listening.
You know, yes, someone else just tried to call in, and I thought I lost you there.
Oh, no. I'm listening.
It was another solicitation from Hemet, and that's all I saw super quick. It's like, I don't know anybody out there. You know, again, another number I just would have blocked. Okay. These people, as soon as Google started, because again, at the beginning of the internet, I was there. That wasn't centuries ago. Okay. That was 20 something years ago. Google, I knew something was going to be wrong with these people. I knew it. First of all, even though my family fled Russia, generations ago, the owner is a commie. All right. So that bothered me right then and there. But secondly, I said, I know these people are going to wind up doing no good and become super powerful, because this slogan doesn't make sense why they would put that, because you only put that because you're BSing people, and I'll prove it. Their slogan used to be, up until a couple of years ago, do no evil. You go, that's an odd slogan for a big company like that, do no evil, who literally puts the worst things at people's fingertips to be able to Google that they would have never had access before, never even necessarily thought of, but now they could Google the most mind, soul, destructive stuff in the world. And I'm talking porn and beyond, okay? And it's like your slogan is do no evil, yet you make it so any kid could grab a phone and look at stuff that will just completely ruin this individual once he starts getting these kinds of images in his mind. And if, you know, I hate to say it, if you haven't learned anything about men at a certain stage in life, they think with their small head a lot more than they do with their big head. Okay, and I think you're getting the point I'm alluding to, you know. And so it's like, do no evil, yet meanwhile, you guys put the worst kind of evil available on the internet possible, and all anyone needs to do is punch it in, and you could find the most horrible things imaginable. Oh, my God. I'm talking about death, murder, you know, torture. And then forget about porn, you know, okay, that's bad enough. But all the things that you could Google that you'd have never had access to unless Google existed, and your slogan of all things has to be do no evil while you make it available to anybody who has a fingertip and can type a keyboard on a phone or a desktop or a laptop. Wow. So, you know, I knew they were full of BS, and then I just watched them lie and ruin businesses over and over and over again, you know, at least to me and other people that I've known. So, again, I'm jumping back in with good faith here. But, again, it's like I don't trust Google like I don't trust Facebook. But you got to deal with Google, so I get it. And hopefully Google doesn't do any evil to me by just not achieving anything for me again, because I've already been down that road.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would like to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, Kevin. I would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. Now, we're going to be calling you shortly, okay? I'm always going to say between 3 and 4, but it's probably going to be closer to 3. It's okay. Going to be from an 877 number. I'm just looking because typically they'll say, hey, Nadine, are you ready? Because I like to kind of do the introduction.
Right.
So chances are I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. If for some reason when we call you, let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you call me right back? And we will call you right back. Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. So be expecting our call shortly, okay?
All right, Nadine, I appreciate everything and your patience.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you for the education on things.
I could get super interesting or keep it as dull as you can imagine. Trust me. You want to talk about the boredom of a mold on a bathroom tile? Okay.
You're like, I can bore you to death with that. You're so funny.
I got mold on my grout. Can you come out and look at it?
Just be careful with the restro rat. Be careful with the restro rat. Remember.
Yeah, restro rat. I may actually try to capitalize on that and make a cool logo. You know what? Someone was talking to me and I said, you know what? It would actually look really cool if a guy pulled up in a decked out, nice looking Hummer, combat restoration, you know, or something of that nature. And,
right.
You know, you try to do a word play around. We go to battle for you against your insurance companies or the problems in your home, you know, just trying to figure out some kind of catchy way with some other kinds of names. But, you know, all the names I started before were very simple with other companies that I generated, made people money, and then they stole from me and I had to leave.
Aww.
But it was Restoration Pros, Water Damage Specialist. Dial One Water Damage, you know, names that were very, very simple, but were also colloquial, meaning that when you say them, you knew what everyone was talking about.
Yeah.
Property Damage Restoration came from, all right, what do? We deal with property damage. Everybody's already using my names previously, and everyone's got the word water some kind of way in it, you know, if they do or they don't. So I was going, okay, well, when you think of this name or the category, what is it? It's damage to my property. Okay, property damage. So I've had so many people
copy that. Hey, Kevin,
Yeah, go ahead.
Kevin, we're going to call you right now, hon. We're going to call you right now. So I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call you right now, okay? Give me 1 second.
All right.
Make sure to answer your phone. Yes, go ahead and hang up. We're going to call you right back. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh.